This does feel like porn.
It is weird. I say podcasts are strippers for friendship. I think it's where it's...
Yeah, where they go, hey, baby.
Yeah.
You go, hey, you want to listen to a story? Also, don't forget to get Casper mattresses. You know, this podcast would be really good. That's what Patreon is a private dance.
Yeah, exactly.
They go, you want to go in the back? Anything goes.
You guys, it's actually the same shit.
Yeah,
it just costs more money.
It's just the same. It's just the same with a little more spit. And occasionally someone will blow you. Occasionally a real down and out comic will fucking put lips to tube. I was thinking about this because I love liquids.
I love liquids too.
But no.
I love beverages. Are we talking liquids or beverages?
Beverages, but...
You think you love beverages more than I love beverages?
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
Right. I absolutely... I have a disease that's caused by my love of beverages.
All right, okay.
I can't have certain beverages because I imbibe too much.
Okay.
You're a food guy.
Yes.
I've never been a food guy.
That is true. Yes,
we have. We go on the road together sometimes, and... I'm telling you right now, Louis, you're a hungry, hungry hippo.
I can't stop eating, man. I'm so hungry all the time.
He burns calories in a way where we'll be before a show and it'll be like, I have to eat. And I'm like, oh, no, it's cool, man. We'll get food after the show. And you go, what do they have nearby? You'll go venture out. We could be in a war zone and you'd be like, I have to go eat.
I can't do it without eating. I'm weird like
that.
Do you
do the hot girl thing where you go like, my blood sugar's crashing?
Maybe that's what it is. I'd like to put some science to it. I'm just like, I'm hungry. I got to eat now. I don't know.
Louis, you're a gremlin. I have to feed you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, because you're like, dude.
I need it.
You've ate, when we were in Atlanta, I think you ate before the show.
I had like five meals.
Yeah, you're a hobbit. You have second breakfast. He's just like constantly eating.
I can't stop, man.
I've never understood that. I don't have to eat.
If I get on stage and I haven't eaten... The words, I can't find the words.
She's like, rawr, rawr. She used to do a whole special like that called Louis Katz Hungry. And it's you being like,
it's
man.
Worse. I'll turn on the crowd. It's like,
yeah,
it's
what the fuck do you want from me? Jokes? I go, dude, you got to feel. You are the Snickers commercial.
Yes.
You're like, yes. Hey, Louis, you weren't yourself.
I'm
you're
Roseanne like, before that or what?
She looks like Dr. Zayas.
And you're like, no, Roseanne, you can't say that. They should have used her real tweets in that commercial. They should have. When she's Roseanne, bring her back for another Snickers commercial because she's saying some real hungry shit now. She's saying some real, I haven't eaten in a while.
Oh, that's funny.
What? I'm just saying.
Here's a Snickers. You should just do that. They should just do that with like when people are saying wild shit, just give them a Snickers. That should be the new thing. Well, instead of icing someone with Zimas, just give like Snicker them.
The problem is it still sounds like a slur. A little bit. It's not going to clear the air necessarily.
What are you, a Snicker? Guy's a real We have to bleep it. Watch YouTube be like, hey, we got to demonetize this. You guys are getting fucking insane calling everything Snickers.
Now it sounds bad. I wish I hadn't said brought that up. It sounds horrible.
Oh, man, with American history, that does lend itself to a word that we can't be using. But it is, I mean, whenever someone usually, I guess it's the way that I don't really give a shit about eating, but when someone's like, I need to eat, I'm like, you can put it off for 4 hours.
Nope. Can't.
No.
It sucks. I tour with you. I tour with Attell. Neither of you eat like pretty much most of the, Attell literally doesn't eat all day and only eats after the shows.
And he smokes cigarettes and drinks coffee. I smoke weed and drink coffee.
Yeah.
You'd think I would eat more the amount of weed I smoke.
Yeah.
But no, it's all saved for sweets. I did a benefit show recently where they checked your blood level. It was like for the benefit was for people with diabetes, and they did a thing. Which, by the way, I love Andy Stuckey. Great, we worked on together on Guy Code and Guy Court.
Which Guy Court is that real?
Yeah, you didn't know what Guy Court was.
Jesus, it sounds did like you a ever sketch.
Know? It sounds like gay porn.
Yeah.
Guy Court, where they're like, what? You've been accused of being a power bottom. How do you plead? And you're like, gaping. I explained this on the bonfire because Jay used to love to make fun of me about it, which he should. But Guy Code was a show on MTV2.
Uh-huh.
It was like, you know.
I know Guy Code.
Code was like Chris DiStefano, Andrew Schultz, Little Duvall, Charlemagne, John Gabris, a ton of comics that like, you know, are very successful now.
Pete was on it too, right?
Pete Davidson.
Yeah
they just, man, there's so many. Damian Lemon.
Yes.
There was a lot of great guys on there. And they're, and then they did a spinoff where they were like, hey, what happens when your friend breaks Guy Code? Time to take him.
To Guy Court?
To Guy Court.
Did you wear a powdered wig?
Dude, I would have loved it. No, rubber, 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 if he floats, he breaks Sky Code. And just give him old Salem witch trial things. And put a fire to him. No. Duval appeared in his dream.
What about if he had like a Southern lawyer? Like, yeah, you
well,
do that.
So listen to this,
right,
shit.
Okay, all right.
So my manager's like, they called me. Ryan called me and was like, hey, do you want to do Guy Court? And I did the thing where you're like, oh, thanks. No. I just knew I wouldn't be right for it because I didn't have like the boisterous personality.
You're boisterous.
I can be boisterous, but not all the time.
That's true.
And they were like, my manager goes, oh, we'll just ask for a crazy amount of money and they'll say no.
Yeah.
And then you look fine.
That's the best. Fuck yeah. You money. Yeah.
Just be like, give me this money. And yeah. They're like, no, then I don't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, try it. And then he called me, he goes, they said yes. You gotta do 4 episodes. And I was like, ugh. So I got a haircut and they cut it real short.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story recently, but I had a boxy suit and then my case was...
You had to wear a suit?
They gave me a really bad suit. It was like really boxy.
Where, is it on a set or like any... Like what is it?
You can find footage of it. But the first case I had to argue was I was the prosecution. This guy said that his friend broke Guy Code by listening to R&B in the car with him, like sexy music while they were driving, and he broke Guy Code. Because anything that can be affiliated with homosexuality, apparently that's the rule about Guy Code.
That's the ultimate Guy Code, is fucking another guy.
Yeah,
that's it, right? I mean...
Yeah, it's Spartans. They wrote Guy Code. They were like, I fucked this young boy, and he's my trusted soldier now. But they... the case was... The defense was, no, you can listen to R&B in the car with your friend. And they tell you what you're going to be. Like, you're prosecuting this case. You don't get to pick it.
Okay, sure.
So I had to say, there it is, dude. Look at that.
Oh my God. Wait, you look ridiculous.
You found that so quick. Look at that bad cut. So you'll understand that why this case is so bad. And Homeless Pimple hit it in the edit on the video. I had to defend that it was... bad to listen to R&B music when I had a short haircut and a boxy suit. So I look like a 1950s lawyer where I was like, while they can exist, it's separate but equal. Like, that's what I was like. I was basically arguing like, oh, I was the education and they were Brown v. the board. Well, learning environment, bad for the brains. So, dude, I immediately was like, I'm going to lose every fucking case. And then I think I was 2-2 because twice they put me against another white and I just mopped the floor with them.
Oh,
but
nice.
I lost to Charlemagne and Duval.
Well, there you go. They're tough to do when you take...
Yeah, they're cool black dudes.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking mop me.
When they got Lil in one name, the God in the other, you can't compete with that.
Yeah, I would have to be Lil God. Lil Dan the God.
That's good.
Or Big Dan the Saint. Big Dan the Devil. We can't call you Big Dan the Devil. I'm Big Dan the Devil. That also sounds like a great tattoo artist. Big Dan the Devil. What do you want me to do? Your whole back?
Or a hot rod guy?
Yeah. Ah, whatever. I crash it. I'm a stunt man. Hey, I'm Big Dan the Devil. How you doing? I'm going to be jumping through that building for you today. What's going on? You're right. There's no way. I never thought about it. I went against a little and a the God.
Yeah.
Not even the God.
No.
The God.
Yeah, that's right.
Change that vowel, you dork. It's an A, not an E, square honky. You fucking cracker.
Yeah, you can't compete.
I would be Big Dan the Devil.
Oh, with E?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really stick it back. Even I would even go thy.
Thy Devil.
Back when we were doing some real colonial dirt. Big Dan, thy devil. I'm on the road. I'm leaving this little fatso back here in New York. End of the month, I will be at Zany's in Nashville, Thursday through Saturday, one of my favorite clubs, March 28th through the 30th. Then next month, I'll be headed to old Omaha, Nebraska. Listen, I know we have beef from the Colorado-Nebraska days. I didn't even go to see you. I just grew up rooting for him. But I am excited to come back to the Omaha Funny Bone April 11th through the 13th. And then I'll be at the DC Improv April 19th through the 21st. Go to dansoder.com for those tickets and go to youtube.com and watch On the Road, my special. It keeps her fed. Isn't that right? Yeah. Fuck, this dog rules. Oh, man. Have you've never been overweight, though, the way you eat?
No.
Is it just...
I exercise a lot. I can't sleep if I don't exercise. I think is the same problem.
Do you have a gerbil wheel at home?
I should have a giant wheel. That would be very helpful if I had a giant wheel.
Well, yeah, or basically, do you have like a
treadmill?
Yeah, treadmill. I couldn't think of the time. Safe I am.
They have these for humans now. Actually, yeah. They call them the treadmill.
I could bring up hamster wheel before I could bring up treadmill. You got a giant, water thing where you can suck the straw. a run?
Yeah, it's called a Brita. I'm a human.
Yeah. Sorry, my mother raised me in a lab during science experiments. I show you my shaved belly. All these holes.
It's all on this side of your face. Is all this makeup? So they can't see it.
It burned my skin. Yeah, dude. So you never got fat.
No,
if you stopped exercising, would you be a little chunk?
Probably. I eat kind of healthy, and literally, I have to exercise. Like, if I can't, I can't sleep. I just don't sleep very well if I don't exercise. So it's not even
humming,
a choice.
Huh? You're a hummingbird.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
You're Louis the hummingbird.
Yeah.
That's what I started calling you.
I like that. That's not bad.
Louis the hummingbird.
But I'm not actually I'm not like a peppy guy. I mean, you say you're not boisterous. I think I'm less boisterous than you. You're more
it's
boisterous.
It's crazy that you exercise that much with your personality. You do not have the personality of a man that exercises.
What does that mean?
A lot of times people that exercise a lot, they're insufferable.
Well,
they just kind of show up and they're like, yeah, I got a good, they talk about it a lot. You don't talk about it.
I'm embarrassed by it.
Listen, and I'm saying this is a lumpy piece of shit. I'm jealous of people that exercise, but you don't have that personality.
Thank you. Well, thanks. It's just I am embarrassed by it. I say that's why they play that horrible music whenever you go to the gym to remind you of what a douchebag you are for being here. Look at you, fucking douche. This is your personality in music form. This horrible music.
Have you ever gotten into a song at the gym though?
I don't belong.
Be real.
I don't. What kind of gym do you think I'm going to? I'm a Blink Planet Fitness level dude. There's no saunas at my gym. There's not even showers at some of them.
I'm saying music they're playing at the gym. Have you ever been like? Wait, you don't have a sauna? What kind of Rocky gym are you working
out
at?
No fucking Big Money Dan. I wasn't on a show called Billions, okay? I don't have these things.
Well, they didn't pay me billions. They paid me scale. You think I got this place because of billions? I got this from selling fentanyl. I'm dosing folks.
But I mean a little.
I've been doing this through insurance fraud. A guy that just gives away his crimes on a podcast. I didn't get this apartment through billions. I got it through defunding the police. I've been taking their money.
It'd be funny if they have to pass the law like they had to do for rappers. Like, you can't use anything on a podcast. Yeah,
RICO case.
Court. Yeah, yeah.
RICO
you can't
case.
Use it in court.
Dude, I take down like 16 silly men. It's like Nate's like, why am I being drawn into this? Shane's like, dude, I just signed with Bud Light. This is gay. You're getting us all in trouble. He's testifying in front of Congress. This is gay. It just has the name Shane Gillis. And then Nate's like, this is bananas. I don't even know Soder. I was rooting for the Lions. You're like, son of a bitch. Dude, me putting down everyone. We should all have names like, you know, it's like, isn't that like the ASAP? It was like a gang. They all had like names like ASAP Rocky, ASAP.
They were a marketing game. They're geniuses with marketing, man.
They should start doing that.
All right.
What should we be, dude?
I'm the hummingbird and you're Big Dan the Devil.
Dude,
I don't know.
Big Dan the Devil. These names are awesome. We did get biker names within an hour of doing this podcast.
I don't think I have a hummingbird vibe.
You do.
Fidance is more of a hummingbird energy.
He's got woodpecker vibes, dude. He's just I love Ian, but he's around. He's like, which at times you're like, oh, it's majestic. And at times you're like, I have a headache. You're a hummingbird. Your wings are moving so fast. They look like they're still. And you don't even realize that you're like,
I just think this hummingbird is just, you know, it's just a different energy than I got.
What would you say? What bird do you have the energy of?
I'm not really, I'm more of a capybara.
Excuse me?
Capybara.
What is that?
It's a giant South American hamster. What? You know what I'm talking about?
But it does. So far, you said the H word, which tracks.
What?
Because you need your wheel.
Yes, exactly.
You need your little, do you shit in pellets?
No. I'm good with the fiber.
That would lock it
up.
The
fiber helps keep me trim like this.
Do you take fiber?
No, I eat fiber. I'm eating cheese.
I might have homeless pimp cut that up so I just have that drop of you going, I eat fiber. Because you said it like so aggressively that I was like, what, did fiber kill your dad? Why is fiber?
You're I eat fiber for breakfast.
Fuck fiber. Ooh, you want me to shit regularly and thick? So you're a South American hamster, and what's it called?
It's a capybara. I look a lot like it. Like this. Here. I mean,
don't bring it up. Capybara?
It looks like this. That's what it looks like.
What I love is knowing the edit is they're going to be able to, he'll be able to put it side.
It looks just like it.
Do it again. Do your hamster face. Dude.
You'll see in the picture. It looks just like him. See? I'm doing that face.
Dude, and all these monkeys are just chilling on its back? Damn, dude, do the face. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's crazy, right?
You're a capybara. Yeah. Capybara. I would have never known how to say that. That's so funny. Dude, I'm trying to think what I would be. I would be a sloth. I have a lot of sloth energy.
Or bear, like, I mean, that deep voice makes it like.
But I'm not like scary bear. I'm like Baloo.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Or the other one, the Robin Hood bear.
Yeah, where I'm like Little John.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. But yeah, it's just, they're the same.
They are
it's
are
the
they?
Same energy.
Yeah,
you're it's right. Big and harmless.
Yeah.
But you're like, he could turn on you if something bad happened. Yeah, that's what I am. I'm always like, well, hey, Louie, did you get done eating? He's up on my shoulder. Or I'm just singing some song that I made up. Katie would absolutely agree with that because I sing made up songs and she goes, what are you doing? But I'm ballooing it.
I'm totally. Going,
when you're making a coffee and you put cream in it. God, I must be annoying to live with. Call me Baloo. I'm Dan the Baloo.
It's also crazy. You're doing dad shit and you don't got a kid. You know?
Yeah.
It's just you.
Well, when you don't have one, you play the role yourself.
Yeah, you're just being it.
It's a one-man play. Only child with no dad, real one-man show, if you know what I mean. You either do a one-man show or you are a one-man show. Is father... If I ever get to that point, I want you to Wilkes Booth me.
No way.
John Wilkes Booth me if I ever do a sincere one-man show where at any point I try to cry, put one on. Like, if you see it.
Vulnerability is where it's at, man.
Sure. Yes. But you can be funny and vulnerable.
Yes. Sure.
If I'm not being funny.
All right, I'll shoot you.
And if it's one of those things where I take myself too seriously,
I'll shoot you.
Yeah, dude.
I'll shoot you.
Right.
I'll snipe you. My hands are very shaky. Yeah. I might miss the head.
I just see a red dot.
It's all over.
I go, someone feed him. Feed him now. And then it steadies. Oh, his blood sugar's up. I'm about to get my brain's blown out. Did you eat even when, like, I remember specifically when I was young, I was like maybe fourth grade, and I went to my friend Jason Poyle's house. Shout out Jason Poyle. We started texting again recently.
Oh, yeah.
I ate dinner at his house, and I drank too many liquids to the point that the parents were like, you're going to fill up on whatever, water and whatever, juice, whatever I was drinking. And I was like, no, I want more liquid. I can't eat without my liquids. Would you ever go to people's houses and they're like, well, Louie can eat?
Yes. Well, yeah. It's like I had my high school girlfriend was Korean, so it was all about like Korean American. And she was all about.
She brought home you?
Well, I wasn't. No, she had to lie about me. I wasn't her boyfriend. I was her friend.
Oh, yeah.
But I still impressed them with the eating skills. You know what
really?
I mean? When you
go to someone's house. Koreans like, oh, look at that. Look at this guy fucking. Are you fucking him?
Well, the weird thing is my dad loves to eat, but he's fat. And somehow the genes crossed and I still love to eat, but I'm not fat. I don't know.
So you got the hunger, but then you also got you're a hummingbird.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to work out. Yeah, like, no, you're a capoeira or whatever it's called.
Capybara doing capoeira.
Capybara. Just swinging his legs. You can AI that and probably make it look fucking sick. Capybara doing capoeira. So when you go, how old are you?
Oh,
this Korean girlfriend.
That was like high school. I mean, I would eat a lot, but the weird thing is like,
and they would be impressed by it?
Mostly impressed.
They're like saying stuff in Korean.
I would order weird shit. Sometimes I would.
Yeah, and you're like, is it agree with it?
But I didn't eat breakfast for like the first most of my life until I became an adult myself. There's no breakfast in my house.
No. I had cereal every morning.
See, it's like I run late and so does my family. Yeah. So it's like I got to go and I didn't have time to eat and I really wouldn't eat breakfast. Now that I eat breakfast, but breakfast, man, that just warms me up for lunch. You know what I mean?
It's like a blowjob before sex.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, what are we doing? Am I about to have a full lunch? Oh, eggs? What are you doing to me? Oh, you're about to have me have a sandwich and fries at lunch. Fuck.
It really is. It just gets me out of the door to the place I'm going to have lunch is what the breakfast does for me.
Do you get excited?
But I don't eat heavy breakfast.
What do you have for breakfast usually?
I have a non-fat Greek yogurt with chia seeds, granola, and some blueberries.
So you do it very healthy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm healthy. But so also, that's like, I'm healthy.
You have sex, but it's intimate.
Yes.
You're like, I care about this person. Yes. And it gets me excited to see them.
Well, it's all about, I do all the moderation so I can do the nasty shit when I want
to. What's the nasty shit?
Oh, you know, pastrami, pepperoni pizza, whatever the fuck I want.
It's just regular meals for me, dude.
I thought you were changing it up with the new year.
Yeah, so did I.
You were so committed to that last time. I haven't drank soda. All right, there you go.
I have not drank soda.
You're on your no fizzy drink journey.
No fizzies. You sent me that guy doing the no fizzy thing. Yeah, I haven't drank soda since the beginning of the year, but we had Taco Bell last night.
Oh, man, dude.
What are you talking about? We live in the darkness. We're molded by it. Stop. I like bad food. My body processes it. But I was saying about that the diabetes show. But guys tend to think that looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort. But it's possible to have both. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon is a full range of clothes that never go out of style. You know, most of my ads are to my dog. She's my number one listener. Well, no, who am I kidding? She doesn't listen to me half the time. But Mack Weldon, they sent me some stuff, and it's unbelievable. It's very comfortable and cool looking, which is very hard to get, Myrtle. Look at this fat belly. It's so hard to get. You know, you don't want to be too cool. You don't want to, like, sometimes stuff is too flashy, like those performance wear. You're like, oh, yeah, this isn't who the hell I am. I feel awkward in everything except, like, T-shirt and jeans. But Mack Weldon, it's comfortable. It's cool as hell, and that's the best mix you're going to get. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with code SODER. That's going to be pretty awesome because they do look like regular clothes, but they feel like the most recent and modern comfort. So check out Mack Weldon. That's MackWeldon.com. Promo code SODER for 20% off. I'd do that. I'd probably do that right now. That's pretty badass. And finally, our friends at ZocDoc. As a hypochondriac, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a promo that when it came into the fold, I was like, already use it. ZocDoc. It's an app that helps you find a doctor, a specific doctor that you need in your area. I've been using I don't want to be one of these guys that's like, I was there when before the band was famous, but I was. I was using ZocDoc all the way back in like 2013, 2014. So I've been down, and now they're sponsoring Soder, so you know it's pretty badass. But I'm telling you, Myrtle, you don't trust me, do you? I've been messing with ZocDoc since before you were born. Since before you were a light in your dad's eyes. I don't know how dogs do it, you know? We're learning from St. Germain, but I don't know how it goes. While you might have to grin and bear your family, you shouldn't feel that way when talking to your doctor about that rash that looks weird. Or, you know, listen, here's the thing. When you have medical problems, you want to talk to somebody. You don't want to talk to your family. I'm a hypochondriac. I bother everybody with my problems. How about you just take it right to a doctor? So enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. Because there's things in life that you have to compromise, like an apartment that, I don't know, maybe has noisy people in the hallways all the time, this place. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines. You want a doctor that worries about you. Check out ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs have all verified reviews from actual real patients. You can filter specifically if ones that take your insurance are located near you and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com/soder and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/soder, S-O-D-E-R, ZocDoc.com/soder. But I was saying about that the diabetes show. I did it, and they test your blood to see how close, you know. And I was like, this is a terrible idea for a comedy show.
Yeah.
Because if I am pre-diabetic, my set, I'm going to bomb.
Does everyone there? So everyone in there has just got a diagnosis, and then you perform.
Well, they do the comics. So everyone there, I think a lot of the audience was diabetic. And so they're like, for them, they're like, hey, are you one of us or not? And they prick your finger, then they test it. But I had a, I had like a really good rating. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go eat candy. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's. Has the eating caught up to you when you got older?
No, I mean, no, not yet.
It's like, I know, I say I'm supposed to quit eating pizza because I'm supposed to go eat a physical in a month. And I know the guy's going to be like, yeah, your arteries are blocked.
Yes. I have high cholesterol. So I have to, that's also why I have to check it. So I'm trying to go plant-based.
Was high cholesterol a bummer when you found out because you're such an eater?
Hell yeah, dude. I don't want to.
Like this is like when I found out I had a fatty liver when I was like 26. I was like, what the fuck do you mean? I get wasted. And they're like, you got to take it off. And you're like, fuck that. Or my throat hurts and I can't smoke weed. I'm like, no, I want to do the thing I like.
Yeah, man.
Is that how you feel?
Dude, I've been trying to be plant-based for months. I can't do it, man.
That's kind of
I'm hungry.
Lame.
It is. Well, it's not just. Well,
dude, you're a fucking little South American fucking gerbil, dude. You got to eat meat.
I can't get enough protein, man. I'm going nuts without it. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, dude.
So I try. And also, there's only so many because I don't cook.
You're the only person I would believe if you liked a picture of Rogan's elk meat. You're the only person I would believe. You'd be the only person I'd go, let me tell you something about Louis. He likes to eat. So that's a real one.
I mean,
that's a real thing right there.
I'm down to eat some elk meat, but every time he posts those pictures, I'm like, your arteries must be so fucking clogged. All he's eating is all this meat and meat.
It all goes to muscles.
Well, maybe.
It's all in the muscles.
It still goes to your heart, man. There was someone. There's
your belief system. The guy who's dumb, who doesn't understand heart science. Yeah, man. It's your emotions, bro.
There was a comic who went all keto and his cholesterol was like through the roof. Like they were like, thank God we checked it today because you're due for a heart attack any day. That's now.
So funny. The doctor goes, I don't even know how you're standing here
It was like that. And really? And then he stopped doing it. I mean, that shit catches up to you.
Yeah.
But maybe the elk is better for you than
who knows?
Red meat.
Who knows?
A scientist, no.
Who it's not knows?
Who knows?
Oh, scientists, no. Oh, stop. What? Is there a hypothesis and then data and then a conclusion and it can always change? Stop. When is the scientific method proven anything except everything? I always love that. When people go against science, you go, I don't know. You know how bad I was at science? Go pull up my fucking...
Yeah.
Go pull up my junior chemistry grades. All C's.
Yes. I was bad at science.
When
it went past just knowing what the animals are, like I'm a zoo book. I have a lot of zoo books.
Yeah.
I know about the animals.
Dude, that's so funny. That's coming in, dropping South American hamsters.
Yeah, yeah, capybara. And they're like, no, you got to.
They go, Tolans, electron, you know, idiot.
Yes, cosine. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking
What's
about?
What's the atomic weight? And you go, fuck.
Five capybaras?
Five capybaras eat 40 pounds of bananas. Their atomic weight is... Yeah, man. I always like eating and drinking. It catches up to you. Like yes. Alcoholism, I'm glad I quit when I was 30 because this would be the decade where you really start seeing stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I've been like pretty good about moderate. Also, the drinking thing is like I have pretty good self control. It's crazy.
You don't really drink though. You never really drank. You were always
I had my last big drunk. Well, actually, I was gonna say my last big drunk was when I moved to New York, but then the pandemic happened, and that was also a big drunk.
Dude, if I would have been drinking during that would have gotten dark.
Oh, dude, I
would have just been standing there in a robe, hot, holding a bottle of whiskey, like they talk about. And I go, if it's a virus, let it come and get me. Fucking big bad COVID-19. I'm Dan 20.
How would it be? How long have you been sober for?
10
now?
Years. Jeez. I'm not sober.
What?
Peep the corner.
Oh, well,
just a bag of
California
weed.
Sober.
Yeah, but that's not sober. Like
how long have you been off the alcohol that was gonna
kill
you?
I've been off the hooch for 10 years.
There you go. Be proud of that.
I've been off cigarettes for 10 years. I miss those more.
Really? Yeah, I've heard those are the worst. I never wanted to do them because I...
Katie and I have a point where we almost talk dirty. Where we go, yeah, what are you going to smoke? Are you going to smoke? Because if she starts, I start. And if I start, she starts.
Jesus.
But you were saying what?
No, just if I'm going to fuck up my lungs, I want to get really high off of it.
It gets you... It makes you feel good in a different way.
Really?
Dude, a cigarette with this coffee right now...
What happens? Describe it.
It just feels... You relax.
All right.
You're just like... Every exhale, you feel cool. You go like...
That looks cool.
Oh, man. I talked to Santino about it. He started smoking again. Uh-huh. And I was like, damn, what was it like? And he's like, it's everything you wish it was. And I was like, but then you start waking up wheezing and you're like, oh, I'm going to die. And your arm gets numb for no reason. And I mean, you're like, maybe this isn't worth it.
Dude, I you know, I tour sometimes not with just a tell, but also with Ian Fidance.
Both it's big
the,
smokers.
It's the second up and secondhand smoke tour. It's no good, dude.
Yeah. And what's unfairly is it, what's unfair about life is it is going to get you, not them.
Probably.
And then this will be the last podcast they play. And I'm like, I didn't mean to call him a gerbil. He called himself a gerbil.
A capybara. A capybara. It's so much more regal and majestic.
My name is capybara.
Come on.
Call me capybara. Yeah, there. I mean, drinking and eating catches up to you 30s.
Yes. Yeah,
30s for sure. Is where the damage, but the 40s is where you start seeing what happened.
Yes. I mean, you see
people. Like 30s, you'll be able to get through fine.
Yeah.
But then 40s is when, I mean, my dad died at 48. And it was like, through 45, you're like, I don't think anything's going to touch this guy. DUI, child support. Hit him hard. Well, then he got hepatitis C. Okay. And then it turned into cirrhosis. So you die, you know.
Yeah, well, that'll do
they got him with the 1-2.
Yeah, that'll
they got him with a little razzle-dazzle.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of liver damage right there.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I would probably say he didn't even feel effects of, like, you know, besides losing two families. I would say he didn't feel the effect of boozing hard. Because, like, eating hard, even now, like, I eat like shit, but I'm 40, so I know it's, like, I got to start cutting.
You feel, I'm not just saying, like, I feel better when I exercise. I feel better when I eat healthy. I mean, you know that shit.
Donate money. You don't see me being a philanthropist. It's like, I know what you're supposed to do. I'm just a lazy piece of shit.
Okay.
So exercising for you, you feel like you have to do it. If you miss it.
I can't sleep.
You just lay there?
And I get, it's like all those things that I always thought was bullshit before I started exercising. Like, you get more energy. Like, no, I don't. I feel tired. I feel horrible. No, I get more energy, man. I get amped up.
Do you work out in the morning or night?
Usually ends up being like in the evening. Like, I'll try and write, then I'll go to the gym, then I'll shower, then I'll do the shows. Usually how it goes.
Isn't the gym packed when you go in the evening?
In here it is. But I mean, not in your fancy sauna having gym. I don't know what goes on
Stop doing this. Let's stop doing this. Because first off, I clear the weight room. No one's allowed to watch me exercise. I have my staff clear and prepare. They put up pictures of me when I was at my best over the mirrors. So, because that's what I'm working towards. Those are the goals. And by the way, don't forget to sign up for my class. This is when I start shilling everything. You go, Sutter was a good comic. And then he just fucking completely went for the bag.
Get paid.
I love you. Get that fucking money.
No, it is here in New York. I can't go past 5 to my gym and where I live. Past 5. It's like, literally, there's nothing. I can't work out there.
In my gym in Astoria that I went to for years, mm-hmm. I always had to go between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. or else it was going to be a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if it was like 3 p.m., you're like, no, because all the treadmills are going to be taken. Everything's going to be a problem. The stuff you want to use, you have to like work in with a guy.
Yeah. And everyone takes like 10 weights, put them by them. Like, they just have to have all the weights.
Everyone hoards.
Yeah, yeah, it's
like
horrible.
Toilet paper during the pandemic. Yeah, like,
dude, it's crazy. It's
like, you don't have more assholes. You still have one asshole. Yeah, that's like, that's the thing where with working out that I want to get into, like, I don't want to be muscular. I just
want
to be.
I want you to be muscular.
Dude, I want Dan St. Germain to get super into roids.
Turn him into a. You just want to tour with battle dwarves? Is that what you want? Battle dwarves.
These are my battle dwarves. If I feed him, this is Louis, the capybara. What's it?
Capybara.
I can't say it. Capybara. This is Louis, the capybara. Daniel. He's like, oh man, I feel like smashing stuff. He's coming on the podcast, and I'm just going to tell him to get on roids. I've been getting on him. I want to see Jack St. Germain with a giant beard looking like fucking the bounty guy in Bounty Sheets. But drinking, you never got into?
No, I drank a lot, but I could,
like,
always
at Cal
stop.
Or in San Francisco when you started?
I was a real stoner in college. Like, I smoked a lot of weed, and then
you're putting up those old videos. Follow Louis Cass on Instagram. It's great. He's got all his old videos from the Punchline, and they're fucking great jokes.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm like, these are still funny to me.
It's just funny to see young Louis.
Well, I look so young. I'm already like 22 or 23, but I look like 17.
Yeah, I would have guessed you were like a sophomore in college.
Yeah, no.
That's honestly what I would have guessed from watching those videos.
I didn't realize how what a late bloomer.
So you're just
I was.
Getting high.
I was very high in college, and then I studied abroad in Brazil, and the the weed was so bad there that I stopped smoking weed. But it was before I turned 21 and you could drink there. And I was very drunk in Brazil. I was just drunk a lot.
That seems dangerous.
Yes.
Getting drunk in Brazil where there's just like real good kidnappings going on.
Yes. But I don't know. I tried to look like I...
They kidnap you and they're like, this man, he eats too much. Well, how to let him go? I don't even know if it's a good Brazilian accent. It's not. It's horrible. Dog shit.
It's not. Horrible. No, not even close.
But it's fun for the situation.
I had a good time.
Yeah. Theater of the mind. Odyssey of the mind. You could say that. But so you would get drunk in Brazil.
I was drinking a lot then.
And when you come back. So here's always my question. As an alcoholic to people that don't have a problem with alcohol, you booze heavy in Brazil. But when you come back to the United States, you don't feel like boozing?
I had many like drunks, I call it, like where I would drink a lot and then I would stop and then I would drink a lot. So like when I first moved to New York, like I didn't realize, I was like, oh, the bars are open till 4. Well, which is not how late you should drink until.
Yes.
It's like, it's unnecessary.
It's very necessary.
But I'm just
you want to be good.
But I didn't know that I was like, it's cool because you're not driving home. And then I realized like drunk walking can be dangerous too.
In like, a large city like this?
Yes.
Yeah, you're prey. Well, you're not an injured antelope.
I'm not even talking, I'm swerving on the sidewalk, man. That's like, that's how drunk I am.
That's so funny. Dude, drunk subway riding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dude, I told that story on Stav's podcast about List falling asleep and going all the way from Queens back to Brooklyn.
Jesus.
I've seen, like, I've fallen asleep and woken up on the 4 train in, like, the Bronx, and you're like, yeah, it's not where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Just, like, it can be, but it's better than having a car.
Yes. And the other thing that stopped me was I'm generally a good drunk. I don't remember a lot. You're
very
but
fun.
I don't fuck
You got a great up. Laugh.
Oh, thanks.
And you're very, like, jovial when you're drunk.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
I also have a theory. Every Jewish person I know that drinks either does it too much or it's very rare. Like I know a lot of alcoholics. I know a couple alcoholics that are Jewish, mm-hmm. but most of my Jewish friends have that like Jewish logic where they go like, you know what? That's enough. I don't want to do that. And I'm like, oh man, all my Irish Catholic friends are like, you drink because you don't want to fucking feel. And the Jewish people go, hey, it gives me a headache.
Yeah. It's actually like a thing that used to be true. Like the older generation, they are not alcoholics.
They're not
all Jews. And it's like, yeah, that's for the Gentiles.
That's exactly what it is. Like, I had a feeling yeah. and I knew I was right. Then you go like, now let them have their fire water. It's like what we did to the natives.
Yeah.
That's like, what you guys do to us. They go, they believe Jesus walked on water. They go, what do you want? His blood's wine. You think we would tell you that? You think we're going to tell you our Savior's made of what, Merlot? You guys have like a very like, these fucking idiots. It really is. It's like what we did to the natives where they're like, can we have coffee beans and tobacco? You're like, here's whiskey.
Well, no one, Jews aren't giving you guys liquor. You're just drunks.
You guys who owns the stores?
Start yeah, doing that. That's us.
You go, I mean, the building is operated by. No, it's us. It's us and here's another thing we talked about. You and I were in Sacramento together. Mm-hmm. We were talking about being horny. And I said, I know a couple Jewish dudes that are horny a lot. And then you said, yeah, it's because our religion doesn't put guilt on sex.
Yeah.
And I think that blew my mind because you're 100% correct.
Yeah, man.
Like Jewish guys are like, yeah, fuck, it's not a big deal. And Christians are like, I touch my dick. God fucking hates me. You're just like, I looked at her tits. God, you bastard. You know? And then you guys are like, she has nice boobs. It's like, I would kill to be like that.
Dude, Dana Gould still has a bit about how he has to turn off the lights to masturbate because he's so ashamed. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's
like,
exactly.
That's insane.
That's what I think the world would be a lot better is if we all had that like no shame with like, hey, yeah. What, it feels good. You're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
And instead you're like, I can't believe my penis is engorged. Oh, God. I'm going to put some laws into effect that are going to stop poor people from health insurance. You're like, yeah, it's all pressed. It's all pushed down and shit. But when you said that, we were in the car and we were driving from, I think, Sacramento back to San Francisco. And you said it in such a matter-of-fact way that I was like, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, man.
It's all shame.
No hang-ups about it. Yeah, it's weird. And
it really fucks up a lot of shit.
Yeah, yes. And yeah, and then I think about, like, well, I guess there's probably gay shame and all kinds of things, but how much that fucks people up.
Yeah, that's got to be, like, that's a whole different degree of difficulty.
Yes.
When you're like, oh, I can't just be the person I am, and they're like, ah, fuck.
Yes.
Oh, fuck, everyone's going to be so mad.
Yeah. They'll fuck you up.
We were talking about Abraham Lincoln yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
As we do. You know me. we love to talk about. Just talking.
I think you got. I think you can master the Lincoln impression.
There's no audio of him.
What do you mean?
Well, the fall score. Everyone.
I don't think it was like that.
What do you think he was? He was like, "Today, my fellow Americans." He goes, "No, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud."
That was maybe closer. Oh. There's like a Lincoln voice. You don't know the Lincoln voice?
Well, it's very like this.
Yes, yeah, that's kind of like
I'm Abraham Lincoln.
That's good.
Hey, maybe, well, you know he used to sleep in a bed with a man?
Yes.
What? And no one even was like...
That's what you did back then.
This is the joke I tried last night at New Jokes, and it didn't work. So we might have to edit this out, because if this becomes a stand-up joke, I do want to use it. Where I said...
I had a theory like that because of I was in India, and
you do travel like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I love to travel.
Yeah, and you've gone to some awesome places.
Yeah, I tried to get everywhere. You know,
I will get back to India, but didn't you learn how to speak Portuguese?
Yeah, in Brazil, I learned Portuguese.
Were you fluent?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I still speak it pretty well, but I'm out of practice, of course.
Do Brazilians flip out?
Yeah.
How do you not do those YouTube videos where you go to a Brazilian restaurant and speak it perfectly?
Because they don't even hear it at first. It's like weird to them out a way that they don't even understand. It's
like
what's
someone
happening.
Walking up to you and be like, "Hey, how you doing, man?" And you're like, "Good, man. How are you doing?"
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Then you go, "Whoa."
Yeah, yeah. Well, yesterday I recognized, I was at doing a show and a lady came up afterwards. She had a Brazilian accent and I knew she was Brazilian, but no one guesses that. I know what it sounds like when a Brazilian speaks English. And you know what's weird? I learned, I studied Spanish during the pandemic. I figured with Portuguese, I could learn Spanish really quick. And so I was in Mexico. I lived in Mexico for like a month. And
during the pandemic?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. My now wife and I went to Tulum and lived there for a month at the end of it. We went there because we thought it would all be outdoors. So because we were both very anxious about it.
Sure.
Super masked up and all that.
Comfortable about being horny, but you know.
I'm germaphobe like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah. And then
you're not touching a lot of areas other people are touching.
Yes, exactly.
At least goys are just going like, "What? I don't care." You go, no. Goys are the ones that are going like this. Yeah, germs are good for you. I don't fucking know. Jews are like, "No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't mind my boner, but I don't like that." And we're like, "I'll lick your boner." I won't lick your boner. God, why did I say that?
No, but I went there to be safer because I thought at least I can be outdoors because it was winter here. And then you go there and you realize this is for people who don't believe that COVID exists. Yeah. Like everyone there is just partying. And I'm like, that's not why I'm here. Well,
Tulum was like, it's like for rich people to get away and go like, "Ugh, America's got all these restrictions."
Yes, I didn't know that going into it. But the good thing was.
So where did you live? You didn't live on like a resort.
I found like an Airbnb and we got our own place. And
so you were just the gringos that lived there for a month?
There's a lot of gringos that live in Tulum for all the time. It's like a...
Really?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Like a lot of expats or what?
Fuck yeah. It's like, it's one of those places that like should have been there 20 years ago because it was like really, it was like a beautiful paradise beach and it's right next to these like ruins and you can see this old temple and there's all these cenotes, which are these weird like underground pools you can dive in, and it's become so overly touristy, it's like kind of ruined it.
Like the beach in the movie The Beach?
I don't, back in the day it was.
Like
sure.
They said like it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then they said that movie came out and it was ruined I want to go there. And
it's
like,
ruined more than that.
Up.
It's like, so on
it's like a good burger spot. When you find a spot, you're like, "Oh, this place is so good." And then it like, you know, someone famous goes there.
Yes.
They're like, "Oh, did you see Zac Efron eating there?" And you're like, "Fuck."
But hopefully maybe there's lines, but the food is still good. I'm saying here what they have is like on the beachfront property in what's supposed to be a national parkland, they've built like nightclubs and they're all along this road and just facing each other, these nightclubs.
They turned it into Cancun.
Yeah, I guess that's what Cancun, but to me it's like, why would you turn a beach into a nightclub? It's supposed to be a beach. It's supposed to be nature. You know what I mean? Like that, it's worst place for a nightclub. Why don't you put the nightclub away from the beach and let the beach be the fucking beach, but they
gotta
can't do that there.
You got to put your goy cap on, dude. Sell booze. You got to find a place to sell booze. Put your goy goggles on, dude. You got to if we don't call this episode goy goggles, then I've messed up as a podcast host. But yeah, you like those places, Cancun's very similar to that. You can tell Cancun was like a gorgeous, like I bet with Cancun, it's like if you went there in the 70s, there's ruins.
Every place you go, you should have been here 20. New York City, you should have been here 20 years ago.
No thanks.
Oh, come on.
Pre Giuliani, you can live here if you want. I'm not carrying a razor blade in my cheek just to take the N train two stops.
Yeah, but they invented.
That's why when you Colin Quinn has that L train bit where he goes, yeah, he can't ride the L train. He's like, now people got their iPads out. He's like, put that away.
Yeah. I get that it was dangerous, but there's so much culture here then, man.
You know what city I would absolutely say that with? San Francisco. San Francisco.
It's same here. You really don't think it's the same here? I mean, they invent punk rock here. They invent hip hop here. These came out of this fucking city.
Because now it was so terrible. Nothing. They had to create something good to get out of it. San Francisco was cool as shit in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was like affordable. Everyone lived there. And yeah, I'm sure New York had a lot of, I'm sure New York in the 90s fucking ruled.
Yeah.
But like Cancun in the 70s.
Must have been incredible.
It's just like probably like affordable. You know what? Hunter S. Thompson used to write about that a lot because he would go to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. He would go to like places like that. But this is in the 60s and 70s. Uh-huh. And he's like, it costs $5 to live for a month.
Yeah, it's incredible.
That's what the whole Rum Diary was about, was he went and worked in Puerto Rico writing for a sports page. Cool. He like wrote for a newspaper. He was a sports editor and like kind of put his adventures into a book. And then they made that horrible Johnny Depp movie that started the him and Amber Heard love spat.
Oh, it did? I've never seen that. So he's in two different ones of his? He's in the other one too, right?
He plays Raoul Duke in Fear and Loathing in Las
Vegas. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he got it made. Like, he got Rum Diary made.
Okay.
Because Rum Diary was the only fictional work that Hunter S. Thompson did.
Okay, cool.
And so they turned it into a movie. And if you've read Rum Diary, you're like, it shouldn't be a movie. Like Fear and Loathing, you're like, what the fuck? Uh-huh. Rum Diary, you're like, it's a good story.
There's a lot of authors that would go to Mexico and just live. I mean, that's in On the Road.
Hemingway would fucking...
Yeah, yeah. Hemingway would go everywhere. It's definitely the move is to be an expat and go all these places, but like everywhere is worse than it was. It's hard to find. It's that thing also where like, it's great that more people are living better and more people have access to look at and see all these cool things, but they just get overrun by tourists, man.
Well, especially now with like Instagram and it's just
that can ruin things very easily.
Anytime I see a video with voiceover where they go, I'm about to show you a really cool place that no one knows about.
I'm about to ruin this place.
Yeah. I'm about to fuck up the local economy of this place. It's a mountain. And then they do the thing where they put their hand on the camera and they pull back and they go, you can get this room for only $32 a month. And then you call them and they go, we're sold out for the next 7 years. But it does. It sucks.
And also all those pictures are so posed. Like I just honeymooned in Japan and I don't know if you've seen it.
This guy travels.
Yeah, I love to.
I know. I love it. I'm so lazy.
So in Kyoto, they have these mountains with these red arches, these like Buddhist arches. And all the photos are of like people, just like one person in the arch. But you go through, it's like a single file line, both directions trying to get through them. You have to like wait to get a second where it looks like it's just you.
Yeah, they're like the wings in Nashville where it's a bunch of girls being like.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like Everest. There's a line.
Oh, yeah.
There's a literal line to summit Everest.
Do you remember when when the Sherpas like rebelled against them? They were just like sick of their shit and just started like just throwing shit at them and like trying to pull them off the mountain because they're being assholes.
Little strong men whipping rocks at them and being like, dude, you'll get pulled by a Sherpa.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would go full villain if I was a Sherpa. Yeah. I'd just hide. I'd be like fucking sand people in Star Wars. And they'd be like, they walk in single file to hide their numbers. And I'd just be like, yeah. I'd have an army of Sherpas, dude. Fuck with me and my army of Sherpas. Get them, boys! That's what I'd say all the time. I go, no more summit. You shall not pass. Dude, an army of Sherpas sounds awesome.
That sounds really good. That's
a funny. These little...
You've given them like 8 different voices, because none of us know what a Sherpa sounds like.
I'm a voice guy. I hit it till it sticks. I'll get Lincoln. I'm coming for you, Honest Abe. I'm going to get that fucking voice. You're tall and lanky, just like me.
Yeah, you're very Lincoln-esque.
What's the most danger you've ever felt in being traveling? Like, have you ever been in a situation where you're like...
I've gotten like pickpocketed twice in Brazil.
Yeah, but pickpocket is they don't want any PCU. They're just going to take it from you.
No, well, that's the thing. Is like I always thought pickpocketing was all smooth, where they just like reach in your pocket. Hours later, you're like, oh, I guess it was that time.
Where did that
it's like, no, I can
go?
Feel someone's hand in my fucking pocket.
He's like,
it's a super crowd. They're like trying to. One person's pushing me away, and the other one's grabbing the food. Grabbing the money out of my
food,
pocket.
Don't do that.
No, don't grab my food.
Fucking, oh boy.
Although once I had a crazy
chupacabra.
Once that's the chupacabra. I'm the capybara. It's totally different.
That's my cousin. Chupacabra's my cousin. So when you're getting pickpocketed, they're like pushing you around.
It's like you can. It's like
is it like when they dress a prince in a movie where they're like, "You must get ready for the ball," like pushing him and shit.
Like, it's like that, but less glamorous. It's like it's so crowded. It's like passing through a crowd that's so crowded that they can just put their hand in your pocket, and you're like already being pushed out of the way. Off.
That's what I'd say to him. Fucking tug it.
It's like
no. That's how you avoid pickpocket. You go finger my asshole. They go, what are you doing? No, mister. No. Oh yeah, you're gonna fucking give me a digit.
But no, what I was gonna say though about India though was like, so in India, male friends hold hands walking down the street. And I'm like,
bring it over here.
I don't know, give man. Me it makes me feel weird.
Oh, come on,
man. That makes me feel weird. I can't do this.
There's a moment where you go like, I'm old man, Louis.
Someone's got to take this show to guy court.
Yeah, dude, we broke a lot of rules. Don't worry, they'll have little the god get me. They'll both prosecute it.
But
you're safe when you're in the hands of the god and little Duval. Their law firm. Do we prosecute awkward whites? We got him. We'll fucking take him down in guy court.
That's hilarious. But my theory was that in these places, so you're not really allowed to be gay in India. So my theory is there's these places where you're
like
not.
Like Saudi Arabia when the boys like kiss each other goodbye.
Exactly. You're not allowed to be gay, you're free to be even gayer.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm not gay. I'm just fucking my friend in the ass.
Yeah, they
like,
go, this what isn't is that? Gay. It's this trust.
Just, yeah, it's just what we do.
I'm not doing this for pleasure. Yeah. Like a woman, like a.
Ew, no. They,
like a gross, ewy woman. Ew.
No, they say like, they say that. There's some kind
I'm
of.
I'm telling you, I do not like men. I want to fuck a woman. Ugh. Fuck a woman. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about pussy.
You ever heard that saying? This they say this about somewhere in the Middle East that it was like, women for duty. Like men for pleasure and something else. Like there's a whole run. They have a breakdown. Dude, what I mean?
I have a clip from Law and Order SVU that I always send to people that really makes me laugh. And I'll send it. I'll have Mike edit it in, but it's Ice-T talking to a guy who commits a crime. And it's at the moment where he admits something. And he goes, I have relationships with women and I sleep with men. And Ice-T goes, guess what? That means you're gay. It's right here.
I have relationships with women and sex with men.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
I have relationships with women and sex with men.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
But if you don't think I hit people all the time with...
for you. That means you're gay.
A lot of my friends will attest they get hit with that a lot if they say some shit. But... That's what it is, because they're like, nah, man, I just fuck my bro.
Yeah.
We're just blowing off steam.
Well, it's not gay. We're not gay. It just feels good.
That's so funny.
It's a tight hole. What do you
do? We should just send, like, the most Gen Z, like, TikTok influencer there to go, honey, baby, you're gay. And they're like, no, I'm not. I fuck my friend. Because we're boys. And they go, baby, you're gay.
That person should not be in these countries I'm talking about.
Well, that's why you think they're not illegal. Why do you think it's so dangerous? Because all those dudes want to fuck other dudes. It's dangerous. They're like, get the fuck out of here. You know, it's like, that's like when you see super Christian pastors and they're like homosexuality and then they get caught just circus sealing seven dudes in a motel.
What did you call it?
Circus sealing.
What's that mean?
You know, when they play horns, they go, wah, wah, wah. That's them, but with peni. That's them sucking dick. They're just, all those super Christian pastors are just blow banging a bunch of gay dudes.
Yeah. Is that an expression or did you make that up?
I made that up.
Circus That's sealing? Awesome.
Yeah, circus sealing them or usually, this is gross, but I say like when two girls blow a dude, I call it mama dogging. Where I go, oh, what are you guys, puppies? You mama dogging it? They won't stick. It's just fun to throw around a conversation. It's the thing that someone probably could prove to me, like, that's not logically the right thing to say, and I'd be like, yeah, I don't know, it just sounded funny.
I like it. I don't like it as much as Circus Sealing.
Circus Sealing, seven dudes. That's great. Absolutely what a Christian
pastor. I just kept thinking about what happens when you look at the roof of a circus. Like, it's like a like the big top is up there. Oh, I didn't know what seal? It was happening. Like, yeah.
That's a good seal. That's a good rain seal. No, I meant the performing seal that plays all the horns.
Love it.
Like, but just add penises, and then a guy that says being gay is evil. And that's usually the situation. In some shoddy motel. I always think it's funny. I always think it's funny when someone's really against something, like adamantly against something, and then they get caught doing it.
Oh, it's that's hilarious.
That's my proof of God. That's like, I don't need religion. I just go like, there it is. There's God.
Well, it's just everyone's projecting and everyone's, you know.
Everyone's projecting. Why do you think like... I think that's really interesting, and I'm not political at all. I'm apolitical, but I think it's really funny because it's like the far left is always like racist. You're racist, and then they get caught being prejudiced, and then they're like, "I didn't." That's how they eat themselves.
Well, the whole thing is everyone is makes mistakes. Yeah. Everybody makes that's mistakes. Everybody, you know.
And so. It's like the far right is like, "I fucking they're coming for they're gonna steal our shit," and it's like, "Well, is it because you stole shit?" And they're like. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
It's that's totally what it is. It's like, that's why all the slave owners were so scared of what their slaves would do because they know how horrific they treated them.
Yeah.
And if they came back even like a tenth the amount, it would be just a nightmare.
So whenever you see someone extreme, they're usually acting out on themselves of something that's like going on where you're like, oh, you have that problem in yourself.
Yes.
Like, that's why whenever I hear like a conservative friend of mine go like, there's a lot more freedom down there. It's like, what are you talking about?
What are you trying to free up, bud?
And then when there's people that are on the far left, they're like, racist, you're homophobic. You're like, I think you've got some racism in you.
Yes, of course.
And then they always get caught and they're like, but I, it's be in the middle, bud, right here. Hold your friend's hand, suck his dick.
When's that?
I don't know. It's just funny. It's so funny to me to be holding hands and being like, all right, later, bro. I'll kill you if you're gay. Like, you're gay. That's some gay shit. How long have we did like? We're at like 50. Oh, hell yeah. Let's keep going. Oh, yeah.
What?
Dude, great call, Mike. Edit that. Run it back. Louis Katz. Go check it out on his YouTube page. Subscribe to his YouTube page. Louis is one of the funniest guys ever. You make me laugh. I love going, like, the moment we got to work together, we were friends.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, you crack my shit up every time.
Thanks, man.
I love going on the road with people that I love watching, like sitting in the audience and watching, because then you're like, oh, this is great.
Thanks,
it's like,
dude.
I booked a show and I just get paid for it. Totally. What sucks is when you're having such a good time watching somebody, then you're like, I got to go do it.
Yeah, it does.
Fuck.